Now, I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit has in mind for you tonight, necessarily for me. But I do know that it's always appropriate for God's people to be reminded that having right and effectual fellowship with other believers is critically important. I never met Dr. Bob Jones Sr. But I feel like I know him, and I think I'll know him when I see him. And I've heard so many things about him and quotations from him that he has made an indelible impression on my life. And one of the quotations to which was attributed to him so many times is, "Go as far as you can on the right road with a man." Go as far as you can on the right road. Don't be looking for reasons to reject. Don't be looking for reasons to separate. Don't say, "I can't have anything to do with that fellow because..." You don't know where his heart is. You don't know how far along he is in his journey. You don't know how much he knows. You don't know which direction he's moving. Be careful. Be careful not to prejudge and reject on prejudice people that you meet. I think that's what he meant. Go as far as you can on the right road with somebody. Sometimes the only thing that we can do is offer a cup of cold water. And what did the Lord say about that? That even a cup of cold water given for the glory of God is not without its reward, was his message, wasn't it? Do the best you can. Be nice to folks. Yield. Hold the door. Do whatever you can. Be a nice person if you want to be a good Christian. I think that's what he's telling us. Don't be cranky. And if you say, "Well, that's just my personality." Well, then, my dear friend, keep it at home. Don't go out if that's just the way you are. You see? "Well, I want to have a ministry." Well, then be a prayer warrior. Write letters to missionaries. But don't go spread your sourness around the world. Would you agree? He said, "I don't agree with that." Well, go home and don't tell me. Be a nice person if you want to be a good Christian. I think that's what he's saying. God has given us Paul as an example of the loving edification that flows from effective fellowship.